It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
It is a big birthday. Well, it was yesterday. Belton Johnson, you were blowing out the candles, weren't you?
Oh, man. You were blowing them out left and right there.
Hey, if I were to ask how many candles Belton Johnson would have blown out on his birthday, would I get a straight answer?
Get a straight answer from me? I ain't got nothing to hide of it.
Well, how many candles?
It was 46 candles.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a young man. You're just getting going, big fella.
I always tell my wife I'm younger than she is every time. So.
Well, happy belated birthday yesterday. Actually, we had a few people on the text line wanting to give you that shout out. Cameron in Regina said, I don't know if my arms are big enough to give Belton a birthday hug, but I do love his weekly visit. He always makes me take an early lunch on Friday. That's Cameron in Regina. So happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to have you here. So on your birthday, you spent part of it, of course, watching what I think was a pretty entertaining Rider game, despite the outcome.
Oh, my goodness. What a game there, Evan, is. And that was a game where if you did get up and leave, you definitely would have missed something, right? And it was just that type of game where, you know, I thought it was an offensive game, right? Both teams were scoring back and forth. And when you have, the both quarterbacks combining for, 896 passing yards and 8 touchdowns. Yeah, we got some fireworks going on.
Yeah, I mean, it was offensively, it was a strong game. Trevor Harris, I thought he looked good. There was a few times where his confidence throwing into pass protection, and yet he thread the needle. I know there was a couple of missed opportunities, including one right near the end of the game there, but I thought Trevor Harris had a good game.
He had a great game, and you know what? You know, the Elks, they just had just a little bit more. But, yeah, Trevor Harris, great game. You know, just those three-headed monster receivers he's got. You know, Keyshawn Johnson, Schaefer Baker, him, MLS. You know, the Riders, they were hemming and hawing there offensively. And, again, I think the Elks just had a bit more offense there and everything. And, you know, when I look at the game, I felt like the Riders did. They held Rankin in check. That's the Elks running back.
Sure.
Right? But they forgot to cover some of those receivers for the Elks that were wide open.
Yeah, we could not prevent the deep pass last night.
And again, that's something that surprised me about the Elks, you know, with Fajardo, because it's always been Rankin, right? Like, oh, you got to stop him, and lo and behold, for Zardo, he's throwing deep balls left and right. And normally he's, you know, short to medium pass range there, right? But no, he let it rip last night. So obviously they saw something in the Riders' defense that they exploited there.
I just bumped into Jamie Nye in the hallway. He's still worked up over that offensive pass interference call on Sam Emelis. You agreeing with him on that?
I thought it was pass interference. You know, it's just the way he was able to get open there. It just almost looked like he pushed off. But again, you know, if the hand goes, and you know, I thought I just saw a bit of a push off from him. You know, I think I'm up in the air on that. I thought it was pass interference.
Mm-hmm. And I hesitate to bring up the kicker because I know it gets your blood pressure going, and I don't like to do that after you've turned 46. But yeah, we missed the tough one at the end there, Belton.
We did, and you know, and again, the Riders, they were in the game. They had their shots there, Evan, right? And you know, hell, I thought when he missed that 46-yard field goal, you know, I think if they hit that, they go on. But again, I think Trevor Harris, he also threw that ball short to a wide open receiver with Johnny Johnson there in the end zone, where it just, I don't know why how it went short there, but Johnny Johnson was wide open.
Yeah,
catch that, right?
Would have changed things there too. So I think that's a great point. So just quickly before we get to your recipe, we play in Edmonton next Saturday. What do the Riders need to work on this week?
Oh, they better be working on that pass coverage, that defense. and you know, again, offensively, I just don't see a problem with the offense. You know, how many games they've been played and everything. again, my worry has always been the defense, and, you know, I was actually shocked about the amount of pass yards given up last night because, what, Fajardo, 510 yards passing himself. I think he ended up, 20 yards per completion, which, you know, those are some big games.
That's a high average. Yeah, that's a high average.
That's very high. So they got to get that under control and make some freaking field goals.
Belton, you promised you wouldn't get there. You get too worked up. Okay, grilled burgers. What a great weekend recipe for us. Let's have her, Belton.
And I see Evan all this week, and next week is supposed to be nice and warm here. So that's good. So with this burger recipe, you know, my great aunt, she always made up a mix that consisted of what was it? Milk, bread, egg, Worcestershire sauce, ketchup, salt, and pepper. And again, you can substitute the salt and pepper with your favorite homemade rub or your favorite rub seasoning. The next thing you want to do, Evan, is add in lean ground beef. And I like to form patties at about 3 inches or 3/4 inch thick, right? Or thicker. Got one of those burger press machines there, Evan, so they're pretty handy.
I just eyeball it, but okay, I'll follow you.
And the next thing we want to do is get that grill fired up to about 350 to 400 degrees because, again, when we're over that 300 mark, that's when we're grilling. So we're going to grill the burgers about 3 to 5 minutes on that first side till it's nicely browned. And then we're going to flip and cook on that second side a few minutes more until, you know, your desired doneness and everything there, right? And, Evan, my favorite part with burgers is dressing that burger, right? You know, I like that on toppings like bacon, the cheese, lettuce, tomato. Give me some sautéed onions and mushrooms. And guess what, Evan?
I have a feeling I know, but what, Belton?
Oh, it's eating time.
It's eating time. What a great hot weekend recipe. Grilled burgers. We'll throw it up on social media. Our friend Belton will do the same. One more time, happy birthday, big fella. Thanks again for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much, Evan. You have a good one.
Have a good one. Belton Johnson, and it's eating time. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with a very special camp that just happened in Saskatchewan. A couple of people that saw and participated in the camp will join us momentarily here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.